Hi, this is Ainsley Lister, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe.
Great start to the programme. That's off the new album Don't Explain. Comes from Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa together. They're both on tour in the UK at present, separately of course, but presumably occasionally they will get together. And that is opening up The Raven and the Blues with Well, Well. My name's Dave Raven. Whether you're listening on FM, on Talk Radio Europe, whether you're on Kansas City Online Radio or the Radio Victoria in the Balkans, or of course as a podcast in your car, in your boat, wherever, welcome to the programme. Hope you've had a good 7 days. Mine's been kind of unusual. I'm feeling my age this week. So many things have required physical labour, and when you get to a certain age, that becomes more complicated. But nevertheless, it's good to be sitting down talking to you. We've got some great music, both new and oldish, too. We go back a few ways. Some good news and some sad news along the way, too. The usual things, the usual mix in the programme. Let's go back to an album which came out a year ago called Tail Dragger. It comes from T-Model Ford and the band Gravel Road and Red Dress.
Get on your
Not much finesse, just raw emotion. Really good stuff. T Model Ford, who must be, well, he's in his 80s. I think there's some conjecture over his genuine age. His driving license says one thing, he says another kind of thing. But that's from an album which came out last year from T Model Ford and the band Gravel Road, and that's called Tail Dragger. He was one of the people, unlike sort of Muddy Waters and B.B. King and John Lee Hooker, who were the big names in the blues, he was one of the many thousands in the States, and of course they're all over the world too, who've been playing the blues for years and years and years without too much recognition, but nevertheless keeping the spirit alive kind of thing. And we'll be talking about one person here in the UK in a few minutes' time. There you had a really good indication of kind of rawness and roughness, and let's stay with that. And Boo Boo Davis from further south in the States, and also visits the UK occasionally, and even more to the continent, he's on tour in the in Holland and I think Belgium later on this month. And from the album from last year, Undercover Blues, here he is with Got the Feeling. Undercover Blues as the album came out last year. Boo Boo Davis on Black and Tan Records. Yeah, Jan Mittendorp, the boss of the record label, actually on guitar there. And that is called Got the Feeling. Now, you may think that's not very skilled at all, but you've really got to see the guy working. When you see him working, it all kind of makes sense. And so if you have a chance to see Boo Boo Davis working, go and do it. Boo Boo Davis to Boo Boo. And this is Kirk Fletcher from the album from, 8 years ago now, I guess, called Shades of Blue. Here he is with Blues for Boo Boo. Thank you. the jazzy side of blues, Kirk Fletcher from Shades of Blue, and there you heard Blues for Boo Boo. I was talking earlier about how there are many people who've been in the blues business for many, many years, but without becoming enormously famous, and one such person sadly died this week. His name is Bob Brunning. His name may not mean much to you, but he's been around the blues scene for, well, since the 1960s. He was one of the original members of Fleetwood Mac, stood down to let John McVie come back into the band again. He was only with the band for a couple of weeks, but he did record, I think, one number with them, and then was with Savoy Brown for quite a while. But then, like so many other guys in the business back in the 70s, had to make a living. We had a family to bring up and wives to feed and so on. And see, he went back to being a teacher, and was a teacher really for most of his life. But he wrote some, he also was an author too. He wrote some very fine books about Fleetwood Mac, the blues scene in general, and always continued playing as well. The band he sort of featured with in the 70s, the Brunning Sunflower Blues Band, they brought an album out, which actually had two albums. One was called I Wish You Would, and the second one was called the Brunning Hall Sunflower Blues Band. Let's go back to Bob Brunning from that first album, I Wish You Would. It also had Joanne Kelly on the album as well, and it really had all the great and good of the blues business who were there around at the time helping him out. This number always made me smile. It is called Good Golly, Miss Kelly.
I won't ask you where you've been, oh babe, I'm never gonna let you go. Because baby, you sweat less than any fine girl I know. When you dance, baby, now you shout and stamp, but baby, your armpits never get damp. Oh babe, I'm never gonna let you go. Because honey, you sweat less than any fat girl I know. But you walk like a water buffalo. Oh, babe, I'm never gonna let you go. Cause you swear less than any fat girl I know. Don't sweat, I beg. I'm never gonna let you go. Yes, honey, you sweat less than any fat girl I know.
So it fades away. From the album from 1971 called I Wish You Would, that's Bob Brunning and the Brunning Sunflower Blues Band, featuring on guitar a guy called Pat Grover. Now, I'm not quite sure if I ever met Bob Brunning in my time. It's possibly our paths may have crossed in the 1960s, 70s, but I can't really recall that. But Pat Grover, I do know our paths crossed because he's a Geordie like me, although he's not from Newcastle, he's from Hebburn, down the road a bit, down the Tyne a bit, really. But once you leave the northeast, you'd be becoming a Geordie becomes a much wider area, basically. So he's a nominal Geordie anyway. He was in a band called One More Mile, based in South Shields or Hebburn area, but on the south side of the Tyne, and then left to go down to London about 1968, 69, 70 or thereabouts. I was working as a DJ in the nightclub called Sloopy's, and that's how I worked with Pat on many occasions. He was also living in Ladbroke Grove, and when I came down to London, often I crashed in his flat, or a friend of his flats anyway. Pat Grover and the Hawks, he's still around anyway. I'm still playing guitar. Here he is with Lordy My Babe.
Hey, Lordy My Baby. Lordy My Baby. Lordy My Babe. Lordy My Babe. You don't have to tell me.
so bad. Come too early morning, you don't look so sad. Hey, Lordy, my baby, Lordy, my baby, Lordy, my baby, Lordy, my baby. Why don't you tell me you got a brand new man?
Somebody else in his mid to late 60s and still playing, Pat Grover.
Thank you.
Together with the band The Hawks, left the Northeast about 1970. And
he's beyond drums that time.
And he's still got a Geordie accent 40 years after living in London. And before him, Robert Brunning, who died on the 18th of October this week, who had been around the blues scene for 60s onwards, really. And you'll find links to him, both of them, in fact, on the Raven and the Blues page. Of course, raven.dj, and just look for the links and click through to the artists. New album has just been released called Blues for Hard Times. Comes from the very fine guitarist called Fiona Boys. Here she is with High Time.
Well, it's Saturday night, tell you. get my man alone. Just won't get my man alone. Cause it's a high time to take a break from the world for a while. Ain't gonna check my mail, ain't gonna do my books, ain't gonna fall for them stairs or them hooks. You can't make me look.
Guitar picking and nice voice too. Fiona Boys is her name. She's been on the show before. Her brand new album is called Blues for the Hard Times. And there you heard High Time. We have hopefully a guest. We've got some guests lined up coming through some sessions in the weeks to come before the end of the year. This one is not firmed up yet, but I'm hoping it's going to happen. And if he's not going to come to me, I'll probably go to him in London somewhere. His name's Giles Robson, out of Jersey, but on tour in the UK through the course of November, and hopefully coming to do a session on the programme. This is a track from his new album, Giles Robson and the Dirty Aces, Crooked Heart of Mine. It's a title track, and one of the questions I'll be asking him when we meet up is why he chose this particular track to actually create the album title, because to me it's so different to the other stuff he's done, and I think it's absolutely fabulous. Crooked Heart of Mine, Giles Robson on harmonica.
Well, I've been waltzing across this mean old world. I've been waltzing across this mean old world. I've been waltzing across this mean old world, to the beating of this crooked old heart of mine. Wake up in the morning and I salute the dark. Wake up in the morning and I salute the dark. wake up in the morning and I salute the dawn to the beating of this crooked old heart of mine. I wanna know just how long, you know, a man can roam from sun to sun, rambling and shambling and carrying on, and still he ain't found no one. I look out. You're buying, buddy, I might just take a little drink. If you're buying, buddy, I might just take a little drink. If you're buying, buddy, I might just take a little drink to the beating of this crooked old heart of mine. Oh, one more time.
Send this one out to all of our, all those English influences. I know a lot of cats over in England grew up listening to the blues back from the South. But we grew up in the South listening to a lot of English music too. I'm digging all that shit. It's a little song I wrote with Willie DeVille. It's about breaking hearts and getting your heart broken. The lies, the one about forgiveness, baby, the searching for some things that don't seem right. It's over now, I don't think that we're gonna make it, so I don't injure and get some sleep tonight. Just fade away. Lies, yes you do. It'll just fade away. The truth can't hide. Your heart and I meant to break it. Only the heart I let on broke was mine. I'm older now, I don't think that I can fake it, and it scares me that I'm running out of time. I think I am. So I'll just fade away. Between the lies, yes you will. Yeah, I just fade away. I just fade away. The truth can't hide. Yeah. fades away. Well, time passes with love, love passes with time, and our love falls between the lines, yeah. And it just fades away. Between the lines, yes, it does. Never the truth can hide. It just can't hide. And it fades and it fades and it fades and it fades. And it just can't hide. Yeah, that you can't hide. Yeah, that you can't hide. Truth can't hide. No. Truth can't hide. Oh, no. Slap it, baby. Truth can't hide. Yeah. Just fades away.
Oh, the memories come flooding back. I recorded in June of 2006, the very first live session on the Raven and the Blues. I'd met the band in the Borderline Club, and C.C. Adcock was coming to do a session the next day, and somehow, I think beer had been taken. And so somehow, as I got home, I suddenly realised I'd invited rather more than just a couple, because his father was there making his first trip to the UK. A whole range of people were there. So on the next day, I decided we couldn't do the session upstairs on the boat because it was too small. And so we'd do something in the carport. And it looked like a nice day. So I called the neighbours and said, I've got a band coming. We're going to do a live session. Do you want to come and join us? And in the end, we had about 30 people there, about 15 or 20 from the island and 15 or 20 with C.C. Adcock, including Tucker Cordell, Denny Cordell's son, on guitar. Marlon Richards, Keith Richards' son, was there in the audience. It was the most amazing day, and that was a recession from that time. C.C. Adcock, live and between the lies. Let's stay down in Louisiana, even though the Thames wasn't Louisiana, if you see what I mean. This is Tab Benoit with his album Medicine and Long Lonely Bayou.
She was mine and I was fine back then. I tried to say how much I loved her till the end. And there were times I could have said what I want to. And now she's gone and I'm alone. Lonely bayou. Bayou. filling up from the rain. The still waters are killing my veins. My heart, Lord, is drifting like an old Piro that's been untied, got no place to go. I find it hard to snake my way through the trees. I can't even find a push from a breeze. I was a man who found a love so true, and now she's gone and I'm alone, lonely by you. And now she's gone and I'm alone, lonely by you.
Sound of Louisiana, Tab Benoit. The album is called Medicine, and that is Long and Lonely Bayou. Let's move from one end of the continent of North America to the other, as we head for Canada, and Bill Bourne and the Free Radio Band, and they've got a new album called Bluesland. And while we're in Canada, let's say thank you to William Lynch of Ontario, Newmarket, Ontario, for your very kind donation. Thank you, William, keeping the blues alive. If you'd like to make a donation to the show, it's pretty simple. Just go to raven.dj, look down where you see the donation button, hit that, and it's taken straight to PayPal, and that's how it works. Anyway, back to the album. Bill Bourne's been around a while, mainly as kind of, I suppose, a folk guy more than a blues guy, but this album is distinctly bluesy. Many of the tracks are his own, but this one I did like, originally done by Bob Dylan, but performed in many different blues style. This is kind of a sort of a country blues style. Anyway, by the by, you'll soon make your own decisions, won't you? Bill Bourne and the Free Radio Band, and here they are with Maggie's Farm.
I wake up early morning, pull my hands.
Recorded live off the floor, and you can hear it sounds like it too, doesn't it, really? That's great stuff. Bill Bourne and the Free Radio Band, featuring his son on guitar and other friends, two within the band, from the brand new album just been released called Bluesland. Actually, say it's not even out yet. It comes out next week, and he's out of Canada, and one of the leading Canadian blues acts, and that's Maggie's Farm, of course, originally done by Bob Dylan. Let's move from Canada way down now and to the new album, which was released in the spring of this year, I guess. That's Greg Nagy. He's, I think, Michigan-based. I think, and I'm not quite sure why I say that. It's amazing. As you get older, your brain goes. And I can remember things back that happened in the northeast of the 1960s, and I can't remember why I came upstairs sometimes. I think we all know the feeling anyway. So I somehow feeling that Greg Nagy is from Michigan, but why I say that, I've got no idea. Anyway, the new album is called Fell Toward None. Here he is with Facebook Mama.
Facebook Mama, I need your love tonight. Facebook Mama, need your love tonight. Trust me, I ain't joking, but I seen who you were poking last night. Friends you got don't love you, you know the way I do. Friends you got don't love you, you know the way I do. Well, this round has got to end. Yes, you can't have too many friends. You know I'm right.
last night.
Poking means a different thing in Facebook than it does in real life, doesn't it? Greg Nagy, he is from Michigan, I checked online, and that's his brand new CD called Fell Toward None, and there he is with Facebook Mama. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. I trust you've enjoyed the music on the programme. I've enjoyed choosing it for you and playing it. It didn't end up the way it started. When I started putting the show together, it was a lot more rockier, as last week was. And I thought, no, we can't have 2 weeks in a row. And so it kind of changed and morphed and developed as life went on, which is one of the joys of digital play out, in the sense you can suddenly say, nope, don't want that. Change my mind. I want something else instead. And that's how it kind of worked. If you'd like to drop me an email, please do. dave@raven.dj. Website is also, of course, raven.dj. Links to all the artists. And also a chance to donate to the programme, all that kind of thing. This final CD on the show comes from, I lost it, it got sent to me by Cliff McKnight, Nothing But The Blues Cliff, and it's from a Polish band called Open Blues. The album is called Seti Ria, which I translated with Google, and it calls Set in the Snout. Set in the Snout is a strange name for an album, but it may be right. Anyway, it got lost then, and I only just found it about a week or so ago. It's been out a while, I guess, at least from the early part of this year. So let's close the show with the band making their debut on the show, the Open Blues Band from Poland. The album, the track I'm going to play is called Como Bije Blues. Again, using Google Translate, Como Bije means who beats. So this is obviously called the Who Beats Blues. Does that make sense to you? It doesn't to me, no. Anyway, until next week at the same time, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a great 7 days. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Przez park, kiedy patrzę na twarze i ludzi, nie potrafię powiedzieć dlaczego i gdzie każdy radość swą zgubił. Myślę tylko o tym, co było, myślę o tym, jak mija czas. Trzeba radość obudzić w nas, trzeba radość obudzić w nas, trzeba radość obudzić w nas. Trzeba radość obudzić nas, trzeba radość obudzić nas. Już czas, już czas. Samotnego człowieka nie potrafił odnaleźć swej drogi i już może na nic nie czeka. Myślę myślę tylko o tym, co człowiek mówi, gdy drugiemu przyrzeka. Trzeba miłość obudzić w nas. 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 Trzeba miłość obudzić.